Cape Talk. Sarah Jane is on Twitter.
You can tweet her at This Is SJ King.
It's 8:53. Now, the Netball World Cup takes place in Cape Town in July of August next year. Exciting! And as part of the build-up, the city's teamed up with one of the national netball team's players, Phumzat Moeni, to host a tournament in Khayelitsha today. And I am so excited and delighted that she joins me on the line now. Phumzat, very good morning. Thank you so much for waiting. We've run over time. You've been terribly gracious in waiting for us. Thank you.
It's all right. Good morning to everyone. Good morning.
Morning, morning. Before we talk about today's tournament, just briefly tell us about the Commonwealth Games. How did we do?
It was good. So I think a good event. Commonwealth is one of the biggest in sports with different codes, obviously. It gave us a time to see all the athletes in the world that we normally see on TV. It's a great tournament for sports at large. And I discovered different culture and food as well. Such an amazing experience in Birmingham.
Yeah, for sure. Listen, you are amazing, but you only started playing netball at 24. Today, you're the goalkeeper for the national team, and you also play overseas as part of Team Bath. Do you think that government supports netball enough? We've had conversations, of course, in the recent times to do with Banyana Banyana and women in sport. But do you think there is enough support for netball?
I think now, yes. There's a lot of sponsors helping the netball to grow. I can mention there's Telkom League and there's and Twizan netball helping trying the development for the kids. I think they trying by all means to make women's face to see the smile from women. That's what we like the most. I think it's a good thing for netball, and then Spa is doing a great job to push netball from roots and until now. I think they're doing so well. The support now is amazing, I would say. Well, I see it from myself as well.
Yeah, sure. And that support will be shown today. You wanted to host a tournament in Khayelitsha. And so The Sporting Chance Foundation, the City of Cape Town and Spa have teamed up to make the inaugural, this is fantastic, the inaugural Phumzat Moeni Junior Netball Tournament happen. Tell us a little bit about it.
Oh man, Phumzat Moeni is an organization based in area of Khayelitsha. The foundation aim is to play a role to keep young people and adults healthy, and obviously off street they should reduce the abuse of substance through sporting activity, and giving back to the community is huge for me. Just to uplift the skills to the girls is very important for my side.
I just want to ask briefly, if people want to come through and watch the tournament today, exactly where is it and when's it happening?
Yeah, it's packed already outside. I'm trying to control everything. It's really packed. The people are excited. The community is hungry to come in. Yeah, the rain stopped now. I'm sure there's more people coming in. The games are on. It's amazing. The atmosphere is something else. I never expected that. And obviously, Sporting Chance and City of Cape Town played a good role in to start this tournament. They supported me, so it's amazing support. And there's a lot of sponsors I can mention. So this tournament is I think for us just show the community just to get the feel of World Cup for 2023. That's what matters the most from my side.
Which we are so excited about, of course. Lastly, are you going to be playing in the World Cup next year?
Ah, tricky one, man. I'm in a squad, a big squad of 24, but obviously the work will make it safe, so I have to work hard for it to take the spot, so I'm still in the spotlight. The team is not out yet. Obviously, they will announce probably February next year, but now it's still in the big squad of 24.
Phumza, we are keeping everything crossed for you for an appearance in the World Cup squad
yes,
for next year for the Netball World Cup. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm going to let you go back to that tournament, the netball tournament that's happening in Khayelitsha today, the inaugural Phumza Maweni Junior Netball Tournament, the first of its kind, hence the word inaugural, happening in Khayelitsha this morning. It's 8:58.